The Big Bang. Could it have happened?
Answers with Ken Ham, a popular speaker on the book of Genesis. Well, in our schools and newspapers and on television, Ken, people are continually taught that the universe definitely began with a Big Bang. Should Christians believe that?
Well, first of all, we must look at what God's Word says to us about what occurred in the past. After all, He's the only eyewitness to the origin of the universe. And you know, when we read the book of Genesis, we discover that God created the earth covered with water before He created the stars and the sun. Yet in the Big Bang theory, the earth was formed after the stars and sun, and at first it was a hot molten blob. Thus we see clearly that the Bible's account of the origins of the universe and man's story of evolution, they're in total conflict. This means the Big Bang has to be wrong. You know, a creation scientist, Dr. Russ Humphreys, has researched the Big Bang thoroughly, and he's discovered many assumptions that most of us aren't aware of. For example, he found that the Big Bang doesn't assume any center of the universe. He also found that if you do assume there's a center and the universe has an edge, and you put all this information into the equations of Einstein, you get a totally different model of the universe, and it fits with what the Bible teaches. God created the earth before the sun. The Big Bang is wrong.
Now, is there life elsewhere in the universe? The Bible can actually shed some light on that intriguing question. For more answers, go to our website, answersradio.com. That's answersradio.com.